What can lay people do to help support pastors and other professional church workers? The Issues Etc. Book of the Month for May is Holding Up the Prophet's Hand, Supporting Church Workers. You can purchase this new resource by calling Concordia Publishing House, 1-800-325-3040. Holding Up the Prophet's Hand costs $12.99 plus shipping and handling, 1-800-325-3040. Or you can find out more about Holding Up the Prophet's Hand at issuesetc.org.
The board of directors at the NAACP voted to endorse marriage equality, which is, you know, a historic achievement, and we couldn't be more pleased and proud.
We have to choose our faith over our love for our African-American leaders, and I will tell you now, and I will always tell you, we will choose our faith every single time.
It's almost like we're being punished for the fact that we serve a lot of people and that we don't ask for baptismal certificates at the door.
Lutherans who are married to Catholics love Issues Etc.
The church is one foundation. It is the Christ our Lord.
Well, it was about a week ago Monday, in fact, when over 40 Roman Catholic institutions, including Notre Dame and the New York Archdiocese, I believe, in over a dozen different jurisdictions, filed suit against the Obama administration, against the HHS mandate, Health and Human Services mandate, that they say violates their religious freedom. This is what newly minted Cardinal Timothy Dolan of New York had to say about this. He's president of the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops. He says, we've tried negotiation with the administration and legislation with Congress, and we'll keep at it. But there's still no fix. Time is running out, and our valuable ministries and fundamental rights hang in the balance. So we have to resort to the courts now. Welcome back to Issues Etc., coming to you live from the studios of Lutheran Public Radio in Collinsville, Illinois. I'm Todd Wilkin. Thanks for tuning us in. Joining us to talk about the lawsuits filed by several Roman Catholic institutions against the Health and Human Services mandate for the first few minutes of the program, Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse. A little bit later, Mike Horton of the White Horse Inn will be our guest. We'll answer the question, is Christianity feminine or masculine? Our call-in number, 1-877-623-6943, 877-623-MYIE. Our in-studio email address, talkback@issuesetc.org, and our Twitter address, @issuesetc. Dr. Jennifer Roback Morse is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. She taught economics for 15 years at Yale and George Mason Universities, and she's author of the books Smart Sex and Love and Economics. Jennifer, welcome back.
Hi, Todd.
How do you respond to someone who says, look, this is just the entrenched bureaucracy. This is just some of the out-of-date, anachronistic leadership of the Roman Catholic institutions named who have been bringing these lawsuits. This doesn't represent anybody but them. How do you respond?
Well, you know, look, if it was the entrenched bureaucracy, they wouldn't have gotten anything done, because the bureaucracy of the Catholic Church is as bad as any bureaucracy you can imagine. The fact is that there has been extraordinary unity amongst the Roman Catholic bishops of the United States on the question of the HHS mandate. Every single bishop who runs a diocese has spoken out against this this power grab by the Obama administration over the whole Catholic social service infrastructure. So, you know, the idea that it's some kind of narrow segment of the Catholic community is I think quite ridiculous. In my lifetime, I have never seen all the bishops doing one thing before, and so this this joint lawsuit of over 40 different institutions is just the tip of the iceberg of the number of institutions and individuals within the Catholic Church who have some kind of significant authority who are saying that they object in the strongest possible way to what the Obama administration is trying to jam down people's throats here.
The suit that's brought by Notre Dame University says, and I quote, if the government can force religious institutions to violate their beliefs in such a manner, referencing the HHS mandate, there is no apparent limit to the government's power. What are they saying there? Do you agree?
Well, I absolutely agree, and it's wonderful to have Notre Dame say this, because if you remember a few years ago, Notre Dame caused quite a scandal by having Obama come and give a commencement address, and people said, you know, look, this is the most pro-choice guy ever. we really shouldn't be honoring him with an honorary law degree at Notre Dame University. And Notre Dame persisted and did that. And at the commencement speech, I don't know how many people remember this, but at the commencement speech, Obama said, we can make religious accommodations for rights of conscience. We can do this. We can handle this. He said that at Notre Dame. That was the red meat that he put out there to make it seem like it was really okay for him to go speak at a Catholic institution like that. That was supposed to make it all okay. And now the fact that Notre Dame has turned around and said, wait a second, this isn't okay. It's totally unacceptable. We're suing you. That is a huge, huge turnaround. And something that I don't think very many commentators have pointed that out and observed the fact that he just spit in the eye of a bunch of people who really went out on a limb for him in 2009.
Now, the Obama administration's response about a month or two ago was to try and characterize the opposition to the HHS mandate as a, quote, war against women. That got a little traction, but mostly fell flat. Do you expect them to find a different tactic in response to now legal action from these Roman Catholic institutions?
Well, it looks like they're still trying to go with the war against women mantra. Excuse me, it took me a minute to respond there because I would just threw up in the garbage can here, hearing that phrase. It drives me crazy that they do this, but they're not getting that much traction out of it. You know, there are a lot of people who, you know, are looking at this, scratching their head, saying war against women. But this co-ed from Georgetown can't pay for her own contraception. She has to have her Roman Catholic school, her Roman Catholic employer. They have to pay for people's $30 birth control pills or their condoms or whatever it is. I mean, it's ridiculous. I don't think very many people outside of the Democratic core operatives really believe that this is some kind of war against women. They seem to not understand that a lot of women actually go to church and a lot of women actually care about the independence of the church body that they're part of. And that's, to me, that's what the issue is, Todd. The issue is, will the government have a hostile takeover of the largest private social services network in the world, or will we fight back? That's what the issue is.
How do you respond to, and this again is one of the responses of the Obama administration, that is, look, once we found out that we'd kind of overstepped a little bit, we compromised. We found a way so that the insurance companies will pay for the contraception, not the religious agencies. They're still saying that, Jennifer.
Okay, Todd, look, don't offend my intelligence with that, okay? I have a doctorate in economics, but you don't need a doctorate in economics to see that that is transparently silly. You know, if you're required to buy insurance and you don't write the check for the contraception, but the insurance company writes the check for the contraception, that really doesn't change anything. That is, he's playing us for a bunch of fools, honestly. And I don't think anybody, again, outside the immediate circle of Democratic operatives is being taken in by this ruse. Maybe some lawyer somewhere will be taken in by that and think that that's a difference that amounts to something. But anybody with the slightest bit of common sense or economics training is not going to fall for that.
So where do you expect this to lead? Just given your kind of general sense of not only the mood of the Catholic institutions involved, but also of the courts, where do you expect these lawsuits to lead?
Boy, you know, that is a good question because we are really into uncharted waters. I can't think of anything that is comparable to this that would allow us to make a forecast of how it might go. I mean, when our Lord told the apostles, put out into the deep, that's what we've done here. We've had to put out into the deep because we don't really know. And we're stepping out in faith. I think the whole Catholic Church is stepping out in faith here that we're doing the right thing by calling it like we see it and saying that this is an overstepping of the bounds of the federal government against the whole of the private sector, against the whole of civil society. This is an overstepping of their bounds. And will the Obama administration fight? And if so, how will they fight? Will they back down? It's impossible to say. But I will say this one thing. that when the bishops came out, they came out with a letter a couple of weeks ago. I forget exactly what it was called. I think it was called something like Our First Freedom or Our First Liberty, First Most Precious Liberty, something like that. They had a thinly veiled call for civil disobedience in there. And so I don't know what civil disobedience will look like in this kind of setting. You know, in other words, we're not going to do it. You guys do what you like, but we're not going to do it. We're not going to comply with this regulation. And what civil disobedience would look like in this context, I can't quite figure out, you know, where that's going to go and how people will react to it. But I will say this, that I very much appreciate the support of non-Catholics of all religious backgrounds who see this move by the Obama administration for what it is, that this is not simply an attack on Catholics. It's not simply about contraception, and it is certainly not a war on women. This is an attempt by the federal government to muscle religious thinking out of the public square altogether, and there are many non-Catholic bodies, including Lutherans, who get it, and we really, really appreciate everybody's support in this area.
With only 30 seconds, how confident are you with a spokesman like Timothy Dolan, the Cardinal from New York, to be able to kind of make a public case to people, to Catholics and to non-Catholics? Only 30 seconds.
Well, I think Cardinal Dolan's doing a great job. He's very articulate. He's very smart. He's very affable and winsome. You know, you can't look at him and say, gosh, he's so mean. No, not at all. I mean, he's kind of a smiling, jovial prelate, and if we were in any other situation, you'd think, what a sweet guy, you know. But he is no marshmallow, and he's going to stand firm, and I think he's done a great job making the case, as has the new Archbishop Laurie in Baltimore, which is historically the most important Catholic see is actually in Baltimore. So the new guy up in Baltimore's Archbishop Laurie, who's head of the Religious Liberty Conference. Those two guys are doing a very good job making the case, and I hope that people are paying attention because they're fighting for the U.S. Constitution. They're not just fighting for Catholics. They're fighting for the First Amendment for everyone.
Dr. Jennifer Roback-Morse is founding president of the Ruth Institute based in San Marcos, California. You can find out more about the Ruth Institute under the Listen on Demand page at issuesetc.org. Jennifer, thank you again for your time.
Hey, you're very welcome, Todd.
When we come back, we're going to be talking with Dr. Mike Horton of the White Horse Inn, answering the question, is Christianity feminine or masculine?
Would you like to share something you've heard on Issues Etc. via email, Facebook, Twitter, or text message? We've made it easy for you. Just go to the Listen On Demand page of our website, issuesetc.org, and click Share This. You'll find almost 50 ways to share Issues Etc. audio. We love our on-demand listeners. Old Theology, New Technology, issuesetc.org. Go to the Listen On Demand page and click Share This.
Apostles Lutheran Church is in Melrose Park, Illinois. We invite you to our divine service, which is held every Sunday at 9:15. Please contact us at 847-455-0903 or check out our website at apostlesmelrosepark.org. We are located just south of O'Hare Airport, where airplanes are continually going up. Here at Apostles, we glory in the one who on the cross was lifted up for the sins of the world.
Talk radio for the thinking Christian. You're listening to Issues Etc.
Thanks to the following congregations for standing with us by joining the Issues Etc. 300. Mount Zion Lutheran, Greenfield, Wisconsin, Pilgrim Lutheran, West Bend, Wisconsin, Messiah Lutheran, Lebanon, Illinois, Zion Lutheran, Accident, Maryland, Redeemer Lutheran, Jackson, Wyoming, Messiah Lutheran, Marysville, Washington, Trinity Lutheran, Millstadt, Illinois, Our Savior Lutheran, Houston, Texas, St. Matthew's Lutheran, Bon Terre, Missouri, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Lincoln, Nebraska, Hope Lutheran, St. Louis, Missouri, Trinity Lutheran, Austin, Texas, Good Shepherd Lutheran, Collinsville, Illinois, Luther Memorial Chapel, Shorewood, Wisconsin, Christ Lutheran, Oak Park, Illinois, Bethany Lutheran, Naperville, Illinois, and Emmanuel Lutheran, Dearborn, Michigan. Find out how your church can support this worldwide outreach by including Issues Etc. in your mission or advertising budget at our website, issuesetc.org. Click support. The Issues Etc. 300.